Welcome to another episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related to changing the world of work so that more organizations can be more effective and less dysfunctional, and employees can be more fulfilled and less miserable. I'm your host, Pat Lencioni. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Cody Thompson. How you doing, Cody?
Doing great.
That's good. We've got Tracy Noble, our general manager of the podcast, our producer on mic. How you doing, Tracy?
I'm great. Thank you.
Matt is our engineer. How you doing, Matt? He's not on mic. And today, this is going to be a really fun podcast. It's going to be a little messy too, which is the best ones. Cody, what's the topic?
The topic is the new teamwork trifecta.
I love it. This is going to be very exciting. I mean, it really is. We're very excited about this. It's a new kind of breakthrough we had around how to look at teamwork. And before we get into that, though, I want to say something. If you're listening to this podcast and you're a consultant or an internal practitioner like an HR or OD, then I want you to know about something that could change your career and your life, and that's called Kappa Pro. We've talked about it before, but we've been going now for 6 months, and I really want to tell you about this. Kappa Pro is this network. It's an affiliate network membership of the Table Group for consultants and practitioners of any kind, where we give them exclusive access to our Table Group material. We pour into them. We give them proprietary content and training and tools. And we provide them with community and connection to one another. So we started this 6 months ago. It was September 1st. And what we want to do right now is just tell you about some of the people who have become members. We have almost 600 members. And there's going to be some people listening to this podcast that want to become members.
Yep.
And so here's some of the things that our members have told us. Deb from Portland, Oregon said, she said, "I pinch myself that I'm getting to do this work now. Thank you for the hours and hours of dedication, creativity, and work that the Table Group and Kappa Pro has put into making this possible for all of us. What a blessing." Okay, another great testimonial is Stuart from Vancouver, Canada said, "I met with a skeptical executive and his business partner the other day, and it was supposed to be a standard meeting. It turned into a three-hour session of immediate pain relief, according to them. He said it was one of the most fulfilling days of his career," because he's using Kappa Pro stuff. We've got somebody from Australia, Andy, who said he's new to consulting and he's been ripping through all the content in our portal. And clients have been asking him for more work on teamwork and organizational health. And he's confident he's going to be able to continue to do more of this in the years ahead. Tracy from New Zealand just said, "Belonging to Kappa Pro has taken her practice to a whole new level." Steven in Texas said, "Your tools worked so well that my clients immediately asked me to do more." And finally, Jeff from Salt Lake City said, "This week he presented the organizational health model from Kappa Pro to a CEO client, and in less than 10 minutes, the response was that it yielded a significant engagement that was solidified all thanks to Kappa Pro." So there are so many wonderful people. We love working with them. And if you're a consultant or a practitioner, internal or external, please call us and ask us about this. You can go on our website at tablegroup.com and look at the Kappa Pro stuff. But what we want you to do is call us at 925-299-9700. Write that down and ask for Liam or Connor or anybody else with an Irish sounding name. So 925-299-9700 and ask for Liam or Connor. This is changing people's lives that are being served by consultants. It's changing the consultants' lives and the practitioners. We love it. It's so fun to hear from them. And we want anyone out there who could benefit from this to take part.
And it really is hard to overestimate the impact it's having on the people who are part of the program and the people they serve. And also, like, half of our staff is dedicated to these folks in this network. And so the buzz in the office, like when we read these things, I mean, this is our best attempt to translate that. But this is one of the major things that we launched during the last year. And this has been a huge priority for us. And the impact it's having has been really incredible.
You know, there's another woman, Cindy from Denver. She said that Kappa Pro training has allowed her to overcome objections, build her book of business, and move teams through the four disciplines in a quick, painless, and fun way. She said the experience has been priceless for her. I love that. I didn't left that out. She said it's been priceless. It's changed her career. So we love this. Cody, you and I aren't on the direct Kappa Pro team, so we love to brag about them, but they love on our members. We take part in it. I help teach things, but the people that serve them are doing a fabulous job, and we love to share this with other people.
Yeah, if at all you have any inclination as you hear that, like, I might be interested, just call.
Because, or if you know a consultant,
yeah,
say, you ought to do this.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's get on and talk about the new teamwork trifecta. It's new.
That's right.
Because see, what happened is not that long ago, Tracy and I and you, Cody and Matt, it was just before Christmas, and we were supposed to come over here and have a meeting to think about new things because we try to do that. Well, of course, it got postponed, and so we said, we only have 20 minutes. I said, we're going anyway.
And it was a Friday night after a very long week. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't remember that, yeah. But I trust you, and it seems to come back now that you say that. So we said, well, what are we going to get done in 20 minutes? And I said, let's just go figure it out. And somebody said, hey, where does all of our teamwork stuff, how does it fit together? Because we started, of course, with the 5 dysfunctions of a team 21, it's been about 21 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then years later, we came up with the ideal team player.
Yep.
And then now we have this new tool called the Working Genius Model, which is about understanding yourself and what you're great at, but it also helps you figure out what you and your team are good at. We said, how does it fit together? And my answer was a definitive, I don't know.
Right.
So we teed that up, and in 20 minutes, we came to realize that there's actually this whole new set of stages in how you build a team.
Yeah, we almost called this like soup to nuts, teamwork soup to nuts, because this really actually represents like, you know, we wouldn't call it something like 3 stages to building a team because that's overused, but really these 3 things and the way that they fit together is legitimately anyone could take this model and say like, here's step 1, we got to do this, you know, and we're going to go through that. But this is the new teamwork trifecta. This is the definitive way to build a team from the start to high performance.
Right. And the first thing you have to do to build a team is what, Tracy?
You have to get the right people on the bus.
Right. Jim Collins was the first to talk about that. You got to get the right people on the bus. If this were a football team, we'd say you got to draft the right players.
That's right.
You got to hire the right people to bring on your team.
And that's all about culture, the cultural fit.
Behavioral, cultural, all those things. And that's where the ideal team player comes in.
Mm-hmm.
We said, if you don't bring in people who are largely humble, hungry and smart and have the capacity and the desire for those things, it's not going to work.
Well, and I think it's worth you going into to remind people like how ITP became what it was, because for 25 years, even before the table group started, these were the values of your department, the people that you hired. So humble, hungry and smart were these values, and you created the table group, and all the people in this room were, you know, many of them were part of that.
Yeah, we have an audience here. Actually, Karen and Amy came over here because we were late on getting this podcast going and we're supposed to do something else with them. So they're visiting and watching us. So,
and then you'd go out to clients and you would start to talk about core values, and they would say, well, we want to use yours, you know?
Right. Humble, hungry, smart. We didn't know that it was a universal thing.
Right. And you thought maybe you guys are just lazy. You got to get your own. But then it wasn't until later on where, because we recognize like we're a teamwork company, we're a company that helps build high performing teams, it makes sense that those 3 values are the values of an ideal team player. These are the people that, all things aside, if they're humble, hungry and smart, they're going to slide on teams more naturally and more easily than anybody else.
Because they're more concerned about the greater good than their own. They're going to work harder than they need to because they have a high standard. And they know how to deal with people with emotional intelligence.
Right.
So that is the baseline of qualities that a team player needs.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that the people who are listening to this, like, oh, step 1 is we have to change our values just to humble, hungry, and smart. It's that if you value teamwork in your organization and you're planning on that being a part of like your differentiator, then those will be incorporated along with the things that make you unique. So when we talk about getting the right people on the bus, when we're talking to teams, it's like, if we're sure that when we hold our value mirror up to every person that they represent those things well, and all the right people are on the bus, that's step 1. That's phase 1.
And you know what's implied in that is you might have to get the wrong person off the bus.
Right.
Mm.
And that's because it's not like we're all starting from scratch. Now, that doesn't mean everybody doesn't have flaws and need to improve. But if there's a person who egregiously lacks humility, you know that, hey, dude, it's all about me.
Mm-hmm.
Or they are just not a hard worker. They're a wonderful person, but they just really don't have a hard work ethic, or they're so bad about dealing with other human beings. They don't have emotional intelligence. They're always stepping in it. You might very well have to ask them to get on a different bus than yours.
Right.
So that's the first step. That's in this trifecta. Get the right people on the bus. That's the ideal team player, humble, hungry, smart. Now, the second step though, once you get the right people on the bus, then what do you have to do?
You got to get the people in the right seats.
Right. So it's like everybody here belongs on the bus, but stay standing. Don't sit down until we figure out what seat is yours. If this were an athletic team, you'd say, you belong on this team because you fit the culture. Now let's figure out what position you should be playing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And even to be literal, on a team, you go, we have these great players. Let's figure out which defense to run or which offense to run based on the skills we have.
Well, and what's interesting is like we almost went with the title, The Missing Piece on Teamwork, because for us, this was sort of the revelatory thing, right? We had the ideal team player and we were like, okay, these people are the ones that belong on buses that like teamwork, right? Humble, hungry, smart people.
Right.
And we had the next one, we'll preview a little bit. This is the five dysfunctions. The third step was like teaching them how to perform. But this is the critical middle piece where you're right. Everyone on the bus should stand up. And let's figure out if you're in the right role. Let's put you in the right position. And this is why we've been so excited about some of the feedback around the Working Genius in general is some of these companies are actually doing away with these roles or the more defined, like, hey, your job description said you sit in this seat. And they're using Working Genius to say, you might not be in the right seat. Mm-hmm. Let's stand up. Let's reorganize. Let's figure this out for your sake and for the sake of our team.
Or let's get that gal or that guy who's not even in our department to come join us on this project because they're good at that and we don't have anybody over here. Who cares what department you're in? Let's actually lean into their genius.
That's right.
And so, you know, and we should say that the Working Genius model has been around for 70 days now.
The assessment.
The Working Genius assessment, yeah. And more than 40,000 people have taken it. And so many people have said, this has changed the way I look at my job, my role on my team, how I work with my team members. And so here's a few great quotes we want to share with you. A guy named Heath, what a great name. He said he used to joke that he felt like his wife hated him. And he shared this with us, which is great. He said, sometimes I actually felt like it might be true. He said, now I know we just have different geniuses. She was constantly discerning his ideas. And he thought, this woman is just criticizing everything I do. He says, no, she was actually using her genius to help me with mine. He said, taking the assessment was the best anniversary gift he'd ever had.
Right.
Oh, I love that.
Great story.
That was one of my favorite emails. And that was like also a 5-page email. He applied it in every element of his life. And it was a fantastic.
That's
thank
great.
You, Heath.
Great for Heath and his wife. Kevin is a pastor of a church. And he said, I've lived under constant pressure to always be super creative and inventive. A lot of pastors, people think, oh, you should come up with every new talk and everything else. He goes, I felt judged for not being good in those areas and that there was something wrong with me. Mm. He said, it's such a relief to finally understand that those were just not his gifts and he has other working geniuses. What a huge thing to relieve him of that guilt and that frustration. And finally, Deb, who is a Kappa Pro member, she said, a client of hers was in crisis. They were about to lose a ton of money because of a problem. She used the Working Genius with them and helped them make a minor change in staffing. They found somebody deeper in the organization that had different geniuses that the team didn't have. And in 2 weeks, they saved almost $500,000. She said it was surreal. And to think about how, if we can use this to get the right people on the right in the right seat and to help them realize how important they are and how good they are in that seat, that's a deal breaker.
It's a game changer. I mean, it really is. And we're seeing over and over again, companies who are adopting this and people like Heath, not just in your job, but in your personal life. Once we have the right people on the bus, this can dramatically change. I was talking to you the other day that this might actually eliminate departmental lines. Like most buses have like, hey, if you're in sales, you sit up front here. And if you're in marketing, you go sit in that section. But we're seeing that companies, there was a great story the other day where the sales team hadn't come up with a sales strategy because in 8 months at this company that was closing the gap, that they needed to close this COVID gap in sales. And they did the Working Genius and realized we don't have any invention on the sales team.
So nobody was coming up with a new idea.
Right. And that was frustrating. And the person was the right person to be on the bus. Cultural fit, like should belongs on the bus. But then they discovered, oh man, we don't have any invention over here. They brought someone from a different department. Not even in sales. This is what's amazing is cool. It's not like, hey, Get, you can borrow people's geniuses. And someone with no experience in sales came in, put them in the room with the sales team. In 3 hours, they were psyched about the sales strategy that they had, that they, the previous 8 months couldn't.
And think about that person in the other department who said, I went and saved the day for them because they knew I had a gift that before I thought was limited to my department.
Right. And how many people are sitting on the bus in the wrong seat and never have discovered what their working genius and working frustration are? And they're underutilized and miserable. Mm. And when they discover it, it's part discovery and then part application. You know, like the personal, and that's why you said, like, this is about getting the people to understand that, but this is a teamwork tool.
Right.
You know, this is how it works on the bus.
Absolutely.
But imagine what that's going to do to employee fulfillment and ultimately the results of teamwork, the results of the company is just going to transform.
And you're going to be able to get more done with less people because you're going to fully tap into all their skills. Right.
Yes.
It's a game changer. It really is. But, and we get the most excited on a personal level when somebody just can do that. But to look at it at an organizational level, it's great too. So the first thing is you get the right people on the bus. The next thing, you get the right people in the right seats. Then this is where the bus analogy breaks down, because then you get them to ride the bus well.
Pedal.
Yeah, exactly. No. Then you have to get them to perform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the five dysfunctions of a team. Then you teach them we have to trust each other. We have to argue well. We have to commit to the decisions, hold each other accountable for those, and focus on our collective results. The problem is if you try to do those five things and you have the wrong people on the team, or you've got them in the wrong seat and they're limited to their seat, it's going to be harder to get all the goodness out of those five, overcoming the five dysfunctions.
And I can't even tell you how exciting it is to have this like cohesive model around like, here's how you build a team. Because even when you think about it, like at the top of the five dysfunctions pyramid is the results of the team. You know, the number one team that you're on. And Working Genius actually allows you to do that better than because you're going across departmental lines. Like, we're on the bus or we're on the team and we want to win the game. It doesn't matter. Let's tap into each other's geniuses. So focusing on the soup to nuts, from getting the right people on the bus to actually performing, I'm more excited about this. I know half the time on these podcasts, I'm like, I'm really excited about Working Genius, but even this cohesive strategy, I think, gives people step one, step two, step three. I think it's going to change a lot of organizations.
Yeah. Little did I know that 23, 24 years after we started, that now if somebody came to me and said, hey, I want to build a team, I would say, let's first get the right people. Let's start with The Ideal Team Player, which was the second book by 15 years. Mm-hmm. Then let's do Working Genius, which is 23 years later. And then let's go to the five dysfunctions of a team, because we'll get even more out of it if we do that. And that is the new teamwork trifecta. And whether you're a leader or a consultant or a member of a team, you can bring this to your folks and see a huge difference in what you get out of it.
And what's crazy is we're not talking about months and years here. You can do this. You can sit down with your team and say,
days and weeks.
Days and weeks. And you can tease these things out, like the simplicity around this and the way that it sort of synthesizes all the things that go into teamwork. It's like, do we have the right people? Are they in the right seats? And do they know how to perform?
That's right.
And that's very, very simple and straightforward.
That's right. And it was all because Tracy made us have that meeting for 20 minutes.
On a Friday night.
That's right.
Very good. Well, I think we can leave it at that for now, because we don't want to add anything that doesn't need to be added. Those are the three things. We'd love to hear back from you if you have any thoughts, if you want to share any stories about that. And as always, we appreciate you. Thank you for joining us on At the Table, and we will talk to you next time. God bless.